You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey, I'm Big J Okerson.
And I'm Dan Soder.
And you're listening to the Best of the Bonfire. Stay tuned to hear some of our favorite moments from this week. You can listen to the Bonfire live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Also, be sure to follow us on all social media at The Bonfire SXM.
Hey campers, it's your boy Black Tiger, Black Lou, and welcome to The Bonfire's Best of the Week. First up, comedian Reggie Conquest was our guest and described in detail what it was like filming his sex scenes on HBO's Insecure with the show's star, Issa Rae. Lucky son of a bitch.
Dude, speaking of fucking bearing all for the world, Reggie, please, I've got a zillion and one questions about you doing, I know it wasn't nude necessarily to like full frontal shit on TV, but I got so many fucking questions about doing that scene in Insecure. That was, which is fucking
softcore.
Yeah. You did softcore, but you were Reggie's on this season of HBO's Insecure.
Dude, you made the AZNude.com fucking thing. Celebrities nude. Dude,
also, Reg, they describe your scene as Reggie Conquest butt shirtless scene.
This is for gay guys.
Oh man, the gay guys love me on Twitter. It was pretty good. It was funny reading those comments.
I'll be honest, isn't it still sort of, it's flattering though.
It's flattering. You're reading it, you're like, ooh, okay. One dude's like, I can tell this guy's packing a U-Haul. I'm like, oh, these guys don't know how to read shit. Read, like, what are you talking about? Wait,
what did they do with your dick in this scene?
They tape it down. Like, my whole, everything's out, and it's like this little ass string, clear string. Mm-hmm. And like, my fat just covers it anyway. And then they just tape, they give me like this foam cup, brown cup, that the complexion of my skin, and just like tapes it down to like in the middle of, in between my ass and balls.
So somebody in wardrobe or something had to see your dick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it weird at that moment? Like, was there a fitting? Was there something like where you have to go into wardrobe and they're like, all right, please? And you just like come out naked. Were you holding your dick?
I was sitting there nervous as shit holding my dick, like, okay.
But you're doing Hollywood talk because it's with the costume lady. So you're like, it was great.
I got teach oil accidentally on the head of my dick and it fucking burned. Like pretty bad. And I was on the road and I was like, I gotta get this looked at. I guess it might be a fucking problem. And I went to an urgent care center and I was sitting in that back and they just sent a woman in and I was like, man. And it's like, immediately all you start doing is going, come on, dick, come on. Come on. Just like puff up a little bit so I don't look like an asshole in front of this girl.
You know what? I was nervous.
It just keeps retracting and going way further away. I can't talk it up when it's nervous.
I was so nervous at first because I'm like, damn, it was a sex coordinator that comes in and helps you put it on. And I'm like, man. And then she walked in, it was this little white girl. I was like, ah, whatever. I'm good. I was just hoping it wasn't like this like hot black chick that was just like, yeah.
I was like, oh, first thing I'm gonna say, I'm a size queen. Now let's strap this thing up. Let me see it. Like, oh no.
She's gonna know I'm gonna see her at a fucking cookout. She's gonna be like, oh, This little white girl came in. I was like, whatever. I'll show her my dick.
Yeah, dude.
You pulled your dick out, right? He goes, nah, man, take a look at this. And she goes, I'm actually just here to check if you have every snacks you need.
She goes, oh, shit. Are you here to pick up your contract? I think this might be a cancelable offense.
I came in to see if you want anything for lunch.
I think I just got Louis C.K.'d. Yeah, you didn't want like a beautiful black woman walking in, rubbing her hands, going, gonna see some big dick. Please go. Please leave.
Do you try to just keep eyes forward and pull it out, or do you pull it out with a little like confidence of like, eh?
I pulled it out with a little confidence. You gotta pull it out with confidence, no matter what. The tape was so, it felt like Scotch tape, and I didn't shave or anything. It was just like,
it was on there. They got to get it down there because they can't possibly cut, sticks falling out. Gotta put it back away.
So Reggie, once you get set up with the costume coordinator, right, and everything, and the sex coordinator, and then the costuming, and they got the tape on you, and you show up to the set, right?
They give you this. I felt like I was butt ass naked in this real furry robe, so I felt like Rick Ross walking the set. So I had the fucking gold chain on, and they gave this really comfortable robe, and you're walking to set, and you're like, oh, what's up? You know, like all these people are out, and you're in slippers and a robe.
Yo, forget slippers and a robe. You're having a conversation with other people for a while before you film while your dick is just covered in tape. What's up, man? He goes, we're actually cruising pretty quick today, right? We're a little ahead of schedule, aren't we? Yeah. I'll be over here. Are there? He goes, do you have the Cheetos mix?
The robe was so fucking soft. And it was brown, so I looked like a fucking teddy bear.
You should look at the brand. You gotta look at the brand on things like that. You like something on set.
In the scene, a lot of sex scenes in shows, it's like like a light press and like a hold and like a slight rub. You had like a fucking like you had to actually fake fuck.
Dude, the fucking funny, like when they said action, you could not tell me I was not fucking.
Yeah, that's fucking great. It really appeared. First of all, she's hot. How did you avoid, you had to puff up a little bit by the pure action.
I puffed up only during rehearsal. When we were in full clothes.
And yeah.
I was puffing up. I was like,
The only time I've ever puffed up, there's been two times I've puffed up. When I did that movie where I had to sit behind that girl, that girl Kristen that played my girlfriend in the movie, and I reached under and grabbed her boobs in the scene. Uh-huh. And she told me, she was like, yeah, reach under there and grab them. I'm like, that's crazy. And she goes, she's like, look back. And it was the confirmation of like, grab them. And I was like, I started puffing up then. I was like, all right, let's fucking do this. And then and you're like, oh, man. Oh, man. You feel like crazy. You're like, I'm sorry.
The other time was when me and you saw each other for the first time on camera after our long break.
Yeah, that was the other time I puffed up.
That's exactly how, like, Issa was just like, what the fuck? Let's go. Like, do it. And I was like, oh, okay. Like,
yeah, dude, that's got to be.
What was she wearing?
What do you mean? In the rehearsal? Or she was naked?
In the scene.
Oh, she had, like, these. Oh, man. She was covered up. Her privacy was covered up, but she had, like, the brown thing, like everything matched your skin tone. She was beautiful, man.
Yeah, like, dude, that's gotta be weird when you're naked and then your co-star takes off her robe and you go, oh shit, man, this is awesome.
Yeah, no, dude, you gotta be cool. That's the worst part. They take it off and like you don't even look really. Like she's over here, and you step back, and you're not like you wouldn't normally look that way anyway. Yeah, like,
when are SAG dudes due by? Anyways,
it was a closed set, so it was just me and her, like. So I had to like, I was like trying to start convo, but she's like butt naked reading scripts that she has other stuff working for and other scenes. And I'm sitting there playing Candy Crush. Like she's working.
Yeah, you're just a hot piece of ass that they just brought to set.
She's sitting there working and I'm like trying to be on my phone, like trying to do something. Then we start talking after a while. So it was cool.
How many takes was that? How long did the whole thing take?
Oh, dude, it was all day. And it was two sex scenes. So it was like, one episode and another. So it was like we were together all day doing those sex scenes.
So you guys did both scenes in one day?
No. We did one day and then a whole other scene and then another sex scene. Like,
so by the second sex scene, are you walking into that one? You know what's going to happen. You know how you're going to be taped up. Were you thinking about how you're going to fucking present your fucking... your stroke to the world by the second one, where you're like, now I can change it off.
The second one, I was confident. The first one, I didn't even wear any deodorant, anything, because I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, you know, I don't want Issa to think I'm like coming on to her. Like, so I'm like, let me not wear deodorant. Let me not wear. But it was the worst idea.
That's an insane thought process, Reggie.
I don't know. I'm like, if I put on my regular like deodorant, it's probably gonna be all
this guy. This guy's wearing deodorant. He must want to fuck me. Doesn't that sound crazy in hindsight?
Yeah, I don't know why.
This guy's got deodorant on. I'm wet.
She's going to smell that you're all natural. And she goes, this guy don't give a fuck. I bet he fucks. I bet it says fuck savage.
I didn't wear any deodorant because I'm like, I don't want to. She might be allergic. She might think I'm trying to be like smooth. Yeah. I don't know why I thought that, but I went there raw though, and I started like sweating, and I even had to tell the director, like, dude, I need some deodorant. So he had to cut the scene and go find me some deodorant immediately. I felt like a jackass.
By the way, as soon as you said that, she rolled over to somebody. She goes, I hope he doesn't think I'm trying to fuck him because he's putting on deodorant.
The weird conversation you're having while you're putting on the deodorant, where you go, so that seems good?
Yeah.
I look good?
So the second, right, cool. the second sex scene, I went in there full deodorant, my little cologne, shaved my chest. I was.
Oh, dude, you start grabbing the wall and start doing different thrusts. You're like, oh, is this what rocks your body?
Yeah. He's like, director, I made some creative choices on this one. I was going to throw a little like low shoulder into it.
It's like that scene in Boogie Nights where he goes, and I think then we can go from doggy style, and I flip the leg over. Does that work?
I like front behind, but I'm going to put the foot up. I'm going to put the foot up so you can really get a...
Can I put my toe in her mouth? Can I put my toe in her mouth?
I was thinking about giving her a Peruvian leg lock, and how that's going to have to set up is she's going to be on her side. I'm going to come in. Now I'm in her. This is me in her.
I go method acting all the whole way. That's fucking
were you nervous to see the scenes, because you know you film a bunch of scenes and then you're like, some of them you forget, but I don't feel like you forget sex scenes.
No.
Yeah, I when they made me do the sound shit, they made me go to the booth, because I'm like they're gonna cut me out, there's no way I'm making it.
When you get the ADR call, you're like, oh, they're putting me in the fucking show.
Yeah, so I've seen it.
You get to make out with her and shit. Yeah, it's fucking...
No, we didn't make out.
No?
I wanted to. It was just a fat guy sex scene, like, just going. Jay, do you just go? I'm just going.
I'm too fat to have either any of my face holes covered, so I can't kiss. We can kiss and I can peter out in about 2 minutes because I have no air, or we can not kiss and I can fuck for a while.
Oh yeah, it was all these think pieces on my body, like I was reading shit. Jay, were you like this? Would you, like, when you went swimming, did you take your shirt off all the time?
I always did, but it was only because I knew from other fat kids that it drew more attention with the shirt. Better just go. Oh, but I'll tell you what I wouldn't do, hang out a lot in above neck length water. I'd always stay pretty covered up in the pool. Still to this day, I stay pretty deep in the pool.
I was
walking on my tiptoes.
I was a shirt in the pool fat kid. I'll take my shirt off in a heartbeat now.
Yeah,
and you never wanted to ever.
Never. I never was that fat dude that, like, take your shirt off. No.
Buddy,
I would see fatter dudes, like, at parties or at pool parties with their shirt off. And I'm like, ooh, that guy's a fucking legend.
Hey, it's Black Lou again. The Bonfire welcomed Andy Fiore back to the show, and Dan and Jay revealed their sizzling secrets for sex talk.
DJ Lou, you've definitely whacked off with somebody over video.
Dude, I've done it. It is hilarious. When you finish, you're like, well.
Finishing has to be the worst. When that patches out, dude, and you are just like, I look like a buffoon.
You're always a different person after you sling web. But when you do it, in the fucking, that's rough. That's a rough go.
God, I feel so sick.
I've only done it like twice in both times. The second time I was more mad at myself because I was like, you knew this was going to be the ending. You knew this was going to be the end. You knew this was going to, how this was going to feel. The first time I was on the road, I was just in a hotel in San Francisco, just like batched off, and you're like,
eh. Dan, is there a come down of like, you come, you go, you go,
What's so funny is you're doing the cleanup, but you're still on camera. So you're like, I got a 7:30 show.
They say they're like a half hour before the show. Like, for what, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Shit's all over me. Jesus Christ. Anyways. On video. I mean, audio is one thing. Video is real hard to recover from. Video is real hard to pull yourself.
I think audio would be just the same. Dude, I used to fucking... beat with my ex chick though on just phone, like a lot when we were younger, and man, it is just stupid.
Yeah. You used to phone sex?
Yeah. Here's the funniest thing. What's great, I think I may have said this before, so she used to send me videos of her playing with herself before. This is back in like Super 8 tapes.
Yeah, wow, that's a lot of production.
I had to have an adapter tape.
Wow. So, you had the mini tape that you put in the big tape?
Yes, that's exactly what it was. She would make the little tapes. And one of them, I'm on the phone with her while she's making the video. I know what I'm saying on the phone. I knew always is like something. I was like, are you doing this? And she's like, yeah. And what's funny is not only is she not doing what I said, I think it was, you know, like I was going like, why don't you put a finger in your butt? Are you fingering your ass right now? And she was like, yeah. And what it's like funny when she says that, it's like she digs it. What she's actually doing is she just dug in her puss. And then while she's saying, yeah, she's like looking at something like she has like a hair or something that she was like, like she just saw something wet, like gross on her fingers. And she wasn't so fingering funny. Her ass at all. She was just like not doing it, but lying. So like, that's pretty much the nature of what phone sex is. Like, you know, especially I have to assume now if you're doing it on speakerphone and something comes across your phone, like you are jerking off. Like, yeah, yeah. And then it's like, ba-da-ding. You're like, yeah. He goes, I'll be down to meet you in 25 minutes. You know, like, and you're still going,
the thought that Lewis makes out with the air while masturbating to this day makes me laugh whenever I think about it.
I don't think he found a friend in the world on that on Skanks when he said, I don't think he found a friend in the world. At one point he was asking all of our guests, like, have you ever made out with the air while you're jerking off? And I think it was 100% no.
Man, I'll tell you, a lonely group was the dry hump boys. All of us that were dry humping to completion until we learned about the handpiece. We're a fucking small number.
Never even struck you that the hand was there to do it.
Dude didn't care. Just wanted to plow that couch.
I actually put out that clip recently on my social media.
Oh, I saw that on Nikki's show.
Yeah, where I was like, yeah, I used to fucking just go to work on that couch at my dad's house.
See,
my stepmother, for that alone, should not like me.
Dude, there was a set of Ninja Turtle sheets that just caught the business for about 3 years.
Yeah, oof. Who's your favorite? Who'd you really give the fucking rub to?
Didn't matter. They're all in different blocks on the bed, and it was like 80s bed sheets, so each block was like a different Ninja Turtle. So sometimes Leo would catch it, sometimes Donatello. Raphael was in a rough area on one part of the bed.
Oh, really? See, I thought Raphael, just for his use of the size, ambidextrous, would be a wonderful lover.
Oh, I would say Michelangelo. You can't tell how the fluttering of those hands.
Some noonchucks.
But Aunt Fiori, you dropped out. Right. We were talking about dating apps and you doing video dates. Have you done? You also, what's weird is with this camera angle and your haircut and beard, you look like a COVID expert. That's like, yes, communicating about like how hard the front line is.
Yeah, I think there's really going to be a spike. We've got a down the hatches for the second wave.
I'm in this lifeless room.
we're
asking
from Johns Hopkins in Baltimore. It's from Kaiser Permanente. It's Andy
Fury. We were asking. You dipped out conveniently when we were saying that you that date. Did you try to? Did you guys? Mutually masturbate. You
guys, I forgot. M&M.
No, we never got there.
Fiber optic pound.
It ended in the saddest way possible. We started Zoom dating. We just started hanging on Zoom, just basically talking and chatting. And we both realized that we would not be a good fit.
Really? I was going to say, so I had a great time tonight.
Yeah. She goes, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. She has to do the lean away, Jay, where she goes, I'm sorry. I don't feel the same.
No, dude, you have the head turn. Let's do it, Dan. Let me go for the kiss and you do the head turn. So I had a really fantastic time. Oh, God. I seem to have misunderstood. I misunderstood totally. If you could.
Probably great.
I'll just had a good time tonight.
I go, are we doing this? I got my headphones on. We're going to get nuts. Let me shimmy this off. You don't mind if I go.
You start doing like you grabbing her shirt, just fake. You go, let me take a look at what's doing.
Look at the product. Now take it off when I do that.
Oh, that is nice.
I go, do you want me to? You want to watch me pop? You want to watch me pop? Sure enough, I go, can't take it off because of the headphones. But
you want to watch me pop?
You want to see this pimple pop?
You want to hear me pop?
You want to watch it? You want to watch it? You want to? Yeah, you want to watch the Fountain Show?
Oh man, you'd be so happy if anybody ever released. I guess your worst bedroom shit talk, but I mean, just like people not knowing you're being recorded, bedroom shit talk is.
Oh my god!
By the way, I'm right on trademark it. It would be the best revenge porn without showing anything dirty.
That's the way you could get me to kill myself, is if you trap me in a room with just audio of that playing. You just come into a splattered wall.
Let's take guesses. What do you think it is, man? What do you guys think Soder has said sexually has really been like? What the fuck?
By the way, because of this show, it's fucked up my sexual talk when I said I fucking love it. Love
it. You ever ask
if shut it down. I fucking love it.
Are you an asker if you love it?
Yeah. Love it? Yes. Yeah, of course. Of course. You're like, how do you think that feels?
I'm a check-in shit talker. I have like the feel good.
Yeah,
I'm complimentary.
you got shuffle. Yeah, that's what you got to do. You got to be like, is that how's that feel? Yeah.
Yeah. No, I never ask questions. I make statement. I go. You feel really good. You feel so good.
Oh, that's yeah, that, like you that. Feel so good. This is classic, dude. That's like
classic. I'm admittedly that's very shy in the bedroom.
That is the. Did you cook this yourself? Of eating at someone's house? You, of course, you're gonna ask that.
Some women like to shit talk. Someone like shit talk. I can't do a mountain of it. Like the, it's just it's such. It becomes such character.
Yeah.
Oh no. But I can talk shit, but it has to be like as genuine as like close to as I am. It can't be a real like immersion of like,
oh, dude, I'm
that's so hot, so fucking hot right there.
I think I can get there. I'm not gonna lie, I could definitely get there. That one that I wrote the joke about in my special about, oh boy, we got a talker.
Yeah.
That girl, we were hammered, and I was talking. We were like fucking, and I started talking dirty, and she just said that out loud. And it was like for the rest of the sex, I was a quadriplegic, like the way you heard me breathe. Like I was just like,
dude, such fucking as an action is a pretty big break from reality.
Like, yes,
it's as an action, it's the most primal thing you do. But but the talking through, like the thing is, like when the action is over.
Yeah.
And you have to just face the music of yourself, and what you've just done and said is just so goddamn I mean, like, when you hear, I always think it's funny when you hear stuff like that about, like, whether it be a friend or an acquaintance, even, it's like, you know, so and so, like, asks right away for like three fingers in his butt. You know, something like that. And you're like, what? Yeah, like she, whatever dude, person. And he asks for it like quick and aggressive. And
like, yeah, I would say the most embarrassing thing is if he's like, oh yeah, real chatty Kathy. I'd be like, yeah, that's true.
But it just went around. He goes, Soder's really into like, dig this. He gets on all fours, and I pull his pecker behind his body.
No.
Suck his dick like that. You'd be like, please stop telling people.
if they were like, if you found out the thing where they're like, Jay loves to have his nipples sucked while you softly pull on his balls, and you're like, that's weird. That's weird.
What's funny is those two particular things I really don't like either. You gotta give my balls I have to know your hand is there. If you tickle my balls, you're gonna catch a knee to the face. If you're giving this and you're sucking my nips, I'm gonna end up doing like a weird like a jerk move. It's gonna fucking I'm gonna double hit you. I'm gonna feel terrible about it. I'm also not in the pain, so I definitely don't want my balls like fucking like marred. But it's like you either have to apply the pressure that they're being held or sucked or leave them alone, because a grazing, a nice just fingertips, especially if I have like a. I got a little stubble because it's like a shave day, and you're fucking, and you get that stuff. Like, I'm gonna tell you, the tickle is gonna make me. I'm gonna clap your fucking ears. It's gonna hurt you.
You're about to catch a fucking horse kick to the stomach if you're even fucking.
Jake got startled.
I'm gonna feel terrible. I'm gonna feel terrible about it,
dude. What's so funny is watching women learn how ticklish ball sacks are. Because they're just like, what is it? They're always like so amused by it. They're like, and you're like, fucking stop. Stop it. That's too much. And they're like, look at what this does. You're like,
I mean, one time I
dude, please.
I was so sensitive. Like I had some, you know, a girl was kind enough to do some ball work. And I went like this. I had to grab a wall behind the bed because
you got so much.
It was too sad.
Dude, oh, dude, the thought you grabbed a bare wall just to grab something.
That squeal, though.
It's no secret that DJ Lou is a massive Pearl Jam fan. He's flown all over the world to see them perform live. But when Lou beamed at his new Eddie Vedder coffee mug, Jay and Dan wondered if it was more than just a cup.
It is the bonfire. We are feeling vettered up because DJ Lou is drinking out of his tall boy mug. He's got a little, a short sleeve button down. Man, that is daddish to say the least. Eddie Vedder, everybody. Is it his birthday or something? Can we give us some shout to him? I bet you know. You don't have to look it up. You know his birthday, Lou. Don't act like you're looking it up. You know his birthday.
December 23rd.
Yeah.
Hey, Christmas, you send him, baby.
You send him an e-card every year.
And I and it's also my anniversary with my girl, and I just made it that day because I knew I could celebrate two things on the same gay day.
Yeah, two birds, one. Look at you, buddy.
Me and Christine have it all one day. It's her birthday, our anniversary, and the day we porked. Are we picking on Vedder too much? I'm sorry. He looks fine in his shirt. Jeez Louise. It is, although I would say my tea mug is Lionel Richie, so, but it's not a it's not a life-size poster, and mine's sort of a joke where I believe, Lou, you like that you feel like you're drinking from Eddie Vedder.
From his mouth. like his mama burning you, the tea in your mouth.
Oh, take my hot fluids. Take my hot fluids down there and down take your time in your gullet.
I hope you like your coffee with cream and sugar, because that's how I drink it, and I drink it first, and now you drink it.
Yeah. Here, DJ Lou, put my fluids inside of you. Get my fluids all in you.
Oh, man. We had a lot of problems. We lost a lot of drummers because they wouldn't let me mama bird them coffee into their mouth.
Oh, Lou, you ready to warm up your tum-tum together? Yeah.
McCready and I did this on the road the first 5 years of Jam together. Let me spit this coffee in your mouth.
Will you be my new Jeff Ament?
Come love on, you.
Baby. Do it. Drink for me, for it is my blood.
I am the fountain, and you are the recipient. Let my life travel into you.
Also, eat my Eddie Vedder crackers, for this is my body.
One of you has betrayed me.
One of you at this dinner will betray me, although I know it wouldn't be DJ Lou.
DJ Lou would never, dude. I remember that old bonfire bit of him being nervous seeing the Mets hat in the audience. That always makes me laugh randomly. Hey, that guy in the Mets hat's back. You guys wanted to do something about it? Yeah, no, he's back. I can see him. Third row.
Hey, Mike, Jeff, that's the guy, right?
Is that the guy?
That's the guy. I fucking knew it. Security!
All security. He's got something shiny in his hands.
Ooh, all one of you should go tackle him again.
Yellow jackets. Keep him away. There,
so Will walks up and goes, there's two of them. There's two of them. Yeah,
I'm gonna stop drinking on stage. I see two of them.
Dude, you and Will should go to a Pearl Jam concert dressed exactly the same and be two different places at once all the time, freaking them out, dude.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm losing it or if this guy's Bebe's kids and they don't die, they multiply.
Because this guy's omnipresent everywhere I go, he is.
I think I might have killed him in my car when I was 18 and I never atoned for my sins.
It's like he's two places at once. I go, that's impossible. That's impossible, Eddie. I'm telling you what I saw out there.
Just get it together, Vedder. And he goes, I'm telling you, man, there's two of them.
I'm telling you, man, we're in Amsterdam. Why would he be here in Amsterdam, too? We saw him in all three regions of Jersey. Why Amsterdam?
After hearing Johnny Depp lost a staggering $650 million in movie earnings, Jay and Dan imagined the difficult calls he had to make to his very unique staff.
They were saying, like, all Johnny Depp does is smoke hash and drink wine and sit in a castle, and he just wants to hang out at night.
Sick.
And so they're saying, like, it's super easy to rip this guy off. Super easy.
Yeah, please call me Lestat for the rest of this meeting, please.
Excuse me, what happened to our chalice fund? Our chalice fund is not, it's been drained?
I see here an order for 15 purple velvet capes. That's me.
Look, the beads that I want to put on the string. Okay, that's more than I thought. That seems a little unreasonable.
Marriage gone very wrong.
Him looking over his finances with his glasses on going, wait, hold on. I don't buy scarves in the summer. Who is buying scarves in this stuff? He's meticulously going over it.
He goes, all right, this amount of money is allotted for my wacky hat fund.
Is my hat grease that I need to bend the bill with? I can't have a hat not look like it was pulled off a Civil War soldier.
I put X amount of dollars aside for bead work every month.
Hey, I gotta let go of my bead guy. I got a guy in Sacramento. That's my
Maurice, I'm sorry, but we gotta part ways. It turns out people have been dipping into the well a little bit too much, and I'm not gonna, Maurice, don't be sad. If things pick up, you'll be my first phone call.
Maurice, turns out some sons of Israel stole my cashola.
Yeah, every rad dude needs a good wacky hat guy.
Yeah. I would think that is, if you don't know you are missing that, if he like thought he had that and got stolen, losing $650 million is fucking bonkers. Either way, I'm saying to soften the blow, you thought you had it and it's not there, that is way worse than not knowing you should have had it.
Dan, have fun with all the phone calls he has to make to cut people out of his life. He goes, hey, is this the Leathersmith? Can I speak to Thomas, please? can I speak to Ezekiel? Ezekiel, listen.
Look who it is.
I'm not going to be able to use you for a while. I have to tighten my belt. You know what I mean? And that belt is not going to be leather. So for this duration, let me just say, I wish I could put you on retainer, but I will circle back around with you when things pick up. I'm very sorry.
Ronnie Rezin, it's Johnny Depp. Remember how I was just putting money in your bank account for being a fun guy? I gotta stop that. Dude,
I gotta call Ivan, my distressed boot guy. Thank you for taking all my new boots and making them look like old boots, but I'm gonna have to cut back, start wearing new boots again.
Well, it looks like I'm gonna have to do another cologne commercial if I want to keep my vampire wine line.
Well, yeah, it's tough times all around for us. I'm sorry, man. You know, it trickles down. Can I speak to Marcus? Yeah, he was going to sell me an original Munsters car, but I don't think I'm going to be able to go through with that transaction right now. I put some of the money aside. I'm going to need him to give me back that down payment. I haven't driven it at all or anything.
Jacob, what were you going to say?
It seems like when you make that much money, you always hear that they're getting ripped off, that you need to hire an accountant and then a forensic accountant.
Yeah. Yeah, you better have an accountant watching your accountant just to fucking know. I'm looking up this Johnny Depp article from.
Can you hang on for 1 second? I got to click over. My candelabra guy's calling me back.
Yeah, he goes, hey, Johnny just got a 70 candle piece in. You're gonna love this thing. This thing swings. How cool is this?
Oh, hey, Evil Steve. What's up? Listen, I'm gonna have to cut back on candelabras. One, I'm running out of room on my walls, and two, money isn't what I thought it was. I was scammed for $650.
He goes, do you know how many candelabras you could buy with that?
Hello, everybody. I'm DJ Lou, and on Thursday's Quarantine Lost Tapes, Jacob brings up the Johnny Depp Amber Turd situation one last time and poses a great question. Would you let a super hot girl make a doody in your bed and then sit there and smell it?
You're being funny, and you make a doody on my bed, it's over.
I love it when he says doody. Here it is.
The Amber Heard story about how she made a doody on Johnny Depp's bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I used it last night.
I don't like that at all. I don't think it's funny. Like, she said she did it as a practical joke, and I don't find that funny. Look, if you walk into somebody, to the bathroom following somebody who took a dump, you don't want to, but that's human nature. I get it, and we all use the bathroom. But she didn't even make a submerged duty or even a partially submerged duty. She took like an open air.
That's a stinky shit.
It's gross. And I'm just unattracted to that.
But Jacob, let me ask you this. If Amber Heard, Prime, said that I will not have sex with you, but you can watch me shit, would you? You wouldn't?
I'd
like to call a lie detector test on that.
And in fact, I mean, I'll put this out to any women that are listening who wants a shot at this guy. If you think you're being funny and you make a duty on my bed, it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't find it funny, and you're telling me I don't want to be in a relationship.
Hey, look, man, you're allowed to have your firm line in the sand. I appreciate
that. Yeah, I would just like to say, do you know what kind of ass control that takes to only leave one little turd on a bed?
To piss everywhere? And not to piss everywhere?
That's talent, dude.
I'll tell you
what. That is talent. One loaf and cut it?
I think a lot of people don't pee when they shit, because I've heard people that I said that's 100% of the time happens. People have been like, no. People have argued.
How do you know if
they don't piss every
time they shit? How do you know if you only took one little turd?
Well, that's what Black Lou is assuming in his fantasy. But she might have like ripped a couple of logs or had like, you know, a two coiler for all we know. We weren't there. I don't want to. It's all hearsay at this point.
Exactly.
I don't want to get tied up in legal shit right now. I don't want a bunch of red tape around this episode now because we're misquoting court records.
Allegedly.
But Jacob, I'm calling balderdash on the idea that you wouldn't watch Amber Heard shit. And I will tell you this without even asking. I think if I went around the horn, I think Dan, Black Lou, DJ Lou, and Christine would all agree they would watch Amber Heard shit.
Signing off, Captain.
You're telling me Vanilla Dan wants to see that.
100%.
Vanilla Dan ain't going to be looking at the open butthole. He's going to be looking at the side thigh. He's going to be looking at the butt muscle as she's crouched. She's probably going to poop naked.
And I'll tell you what, little inner chocolate Dan is going to be staring right at that bunk as it hiccups turds out.
Yeah, I want to watch that like a mouth going, no.
Yeah. Ooh. DJ Lou, dare I even ask? Of course you would. You'd let her shit on your bed.
Yes, I would.
He's in.
DJ Lou goes, I'd pull it out of her.
Yeah. DJ Lou goes, DJ Lou would be sitting there with a napkin in his collar and fork and knife.
Just happy to Christine, be in the game.
Am I crazy to think that you would watch Amber Heard shit?
I'd watch. I'd watch girls less hot than her shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you. It's a closed room on a bed. You have to stay in there for 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Dude, you should have made a way longer time than that. Is she naked the whole time? After she cuts the log, does she stay in position for the whole 10 minutes, or is she putting her stuff away?
Puts her stuff away.
Her pussy, Jacob. Don't make me say the words every time, or it doesn't hit like thunder when I use them.
Don't make me talk like that, Jacob.
Jacob, is she leaving out her bits and pieces for the whole 10 minutes?
All right, but in that case, all right, I'll say yes. Oh, well, no, because then what's the point? Of course, you want to see that, but...
But your price is you are laying down next to a shit.
She gets dressed right afterward.
Oh, me? Yes. Me, the answer is still yes. I'll take it for just the shit time, and then for the next 9.5 minutes, I'll talk to her about what that was like. That must have been crazy, huh? You just shit in front of me. So weird. Huh. Yeah, because that's what you'd see, dude. Besides shit, you're taking a look at that. Although that girl's got fucking powder pussy. What happened? Did she get electrocuted? That's the baldest fucking asshole I've ever seen.
Who's that?
I don't know. It's a stunning
girl bent over doggy style shits hard poop for us on video.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Christine.
I'm not showing it. I'm just showing what the view is as a girl's getting ready to shit on camera.
I'm not going to take a blame. I didn't ask to bring this up, but Christine, could you just, you don't have to play the video, but can you scroll ahead to when there is a turd on the ground and show Jacob the exact situation he would be in?
I didn't want to get gross. I was just making a point. We don't need to go down this.
No, Jacob, you're right. We were right to do this.
Pretty gross.
Christine, just get down to log on the floor and see if you'd still be in and tell me you wouldn't do this. I don't think it's going to change the opinion of anybody here. Dan's fucking talking to his penis, trying to talk it down right now. Jacob, now look, there's Amber's turds.
Whoa, I'm glad.
Dude, are you still in? I'll tell you my biggest problem here. The bottom of her feet are dirty. And her pussy and asshole are too bald. They're unnaturally bald. So I don't know if I go in the room for the turd with this particular woman.
This is the make and model you get, Jay.
Okay. Do I go in the room knowing this is the end result? Yes, I do.
Final answer?
Final answer. DJ Lou, back me up, you fucking cocksucker.
I didn't know the turds were going to be that big. I'm out.
Well, you're never going to know if the turds are that big. Depends on what she ate that day. So there's your variable. But if this was the end result of what you walked into, would you be like, that was a bad idea? Or would you be like, whatever. It is what it is.
Okay, I'm in. I'm back in.
Yes.
For 10 minutes.
You're not accounting for smell, though, which can be really fucking disgusting.
You're talking to someone.
About it?
You're talking to someone with a lack of a sense of smell. So let's go.
By the way, the most impressive thing sometimes with shit videos when I see them is always that a lot of just clean breaks, man. Girls have clean breaks. I feel like my whole inner ass crack would be just fucking look like Rambo when he was hiding against that tree, just covered in mud and a winker.
My poops collide with the sidewalls of my butt like the Aha video.
He's trying to get out of a cartoon.
Hope you enjoyed this week's Best of the Bonfire. You can listen to the show live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. East on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Be sure to follow us on all social media at The Bonfire SXM.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.